We are learning the Tshuvot of Rav Avadi Yosef, Shevel B'Tshuvot Yechaveda, tonight Chelek Dalet, Siman Memtet. An interesting Tshuvah for those of us living in Chutz La'aretz. But, Misha Orav Garim B'Chutz La'aretz. Parents live in Chutz La'aretz, that we can relate to. U'mitzavim, and he has a kid who's in Eretz Yisrael, and the parents want the kid to come back to Chutz La'aretz. Does he have to listen because of the mitzvah of Kibud Avaim? Effectively, the kid is in Eretz Yisrael, doing whatever he's doing, and he can't fulfill the mitzvah of Kibud Avaim. Kibud Avaim would be listening to the parents and coming back. On the other hand, there's mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, living in Eretz Yisrael. And so Rav Avadi starts off with just explaining the importance of Kibud Avaim, first of all. The Gemara in Bava Metzia compares Kibud Avaim to the kavod you have to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah, on some level, equates the two, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu and parents are involved in creating a child, and therefore, they're on some level, they're equivalent, not the same, but the very fact that the Gemara says that is trying to enhance the importance of the mitzvah of Kibud Avaim. However, we know the Gemara seems to be black on white that the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael takes precedent. There's a sifrei, the midrash, that Maaseh b'Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira ben Matthi ben Charash ben Chanina ben Achi ben Rabbi Yoshua shayutim l'chutz la'aretz. These chachamim were in Eretz Yisrael and they're leaving. They gil l'platia, and they got to the end. They got to the edge. They got past outside the borders. V'nizkeru me'eretz Yisrael, and they thought about Eretz Yisrael that they're missing. Zekfu inahem v'zalgudim otem v'keru b'gdehem. They started crying toward their clothing. V'keru mikraseh v'irasem et otah v'yishavtem ba u'shmasem l'asod et kol ha'chugim v'mishpadim. Lomar lecha sh'shkula yishivat Eretz Yisrael k'neged kol ha'mitzvot. It's equivalent to all of the mitzvot. What does that mean, it's equivalent to all of the mitzvot? The Gemara in a number of places says Talmud Torah is equivalent to all the mitzvot, Shabbat is equivalent to all the mitzvot, Tzitzit is equivalent to all the mitzvot. It can't all be equivalent. It's not going to work. At some point, it's not going to work. Nonetheless, the Chazal are telling us the tremendous importance of it. Now, is it an actual mitzvah? So this is a big debate. Is it an actual mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael? You'd be like, what's the question? The problem is that in the Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvot, he lists Taryag Mitzvot, it does not appear. He doesn't say it's not a mitzvah, but he doesn't list it. So why not? Correct. But we get more upset at the Rambam. So the Ramban, the Rambam should have included it. The Ramban goes on an attack. How could he not include it? It's a mitzvah. He assumes the Rambam thinks it's not a mitzvah. And he goes and he's attacking and attacking and attacking the Rambam. This is a mitzvah. The Ramban says it's a mitzvah. Midoraita. What do you mean? It says the whole Torah is full of mitzvot. You have to live. How can you tell me it's not a mitzvah? The problem is that the Ramban's right. The Torah keeps talking about it. How can it not be a mitzvah? So why did the Rambam leave it out? So there's a whole literature defending the Rambam. Why did the Rambam leave it out? Okay, there's interesting approaches. It's the Megillat Esther, it's the commentary on the Sefer HaMitzvot and Avnei Nezer. One of them says, no, it's encompassed, it's a mitzvah. The Rambam does count as a mitzvah of conquering the land of Eretz Yisrael. You have to conquer the land, right? The whole set, you have to conquer it. So, yeah, if you conquer it, it becomes yours. Then you got to live there. Or it's part of other mitzvot. They try to say even the Rambam really held it was a mitzvah. Even the Rambam really held it was a mitzvah, but it's part of another mitzvah. Meaning when the Rambam lists 613, only those independent. If it's part of something else, he doesn't list it. A longer debate for another time. Suffice to say the Ramban holds that living in Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah, d'oraita, and therefore it should... It's important. Even in the Rambam, so many hold, the Rambam holds, it is a mitzvah d'oraita, and even those the Knesset Gedolah says, okay, mitzvah midrabanan. Fine. So now you have a mitzvah there, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, whether d'oraita or drabanan, a mitzvah kibud avaim. So what do you do? Which one should you do? Now we know that the mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is so important that the Gemara in Gittin writes, and the Shulchan Aruch holds like this, you're allowed to violate Amira Lenochri to buy land in Eretz Yisrael. Meaning if the land is only available, you have to go on Shabbat to buy it, otherwise you can't get the deal. So you're not allowed to sign on Shabbat, that you're not allowed to do. But you could ask a goy, tell the goy to do it for you. Now you're not allowed to ask a goy to do something on Shabbat you're not allowed to do. That's called Amira Lenochri. But nonetheless, Mishum Mitzvah Yisub Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to do this. Now the Ramah disagrees, but the Shulchan Aruch writes that halacha. For Sfaradim, that's halacha. You're allowed to do Amira Lenochri if the deal is going to exist on Sunday, so don't. But you're allowed to violate a Dindur Amanan to buy land. And the Rivas writes, and you know what? You have to understand the importance of that. Like Mara says, when it comes to Brit Milah, you're not allowed to violate a Din Rabbanan to do the Brit Milah. For Brit Milah, you can't violate a Din Rabbanan. But for Mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, you can violate a Din Rabbanan. Clearly, it's of importance. So the Gemara writes, what do you do when there's a kibud avim is in conflict with another mitzvah? So the Gemara Yevamot already says this. Hare she'amar lo aviv chalel Shabbat. If your father commands you to violate Shabbat, okay, so you have the kibud avim on the one side and chilul Shabbat on the other. Or, you have to love how the Gemara puts it. What are the two examples? Either your father tells you to chalel Shabbat, or shelo lehashiv et ha'aveda liv'aleha. You found a lost object, don't return it. Strange, right? What do? You on the other hand, you have the Torah tells you can't violate Shabbat, and you have to return a lost object. Gemara says, maybe you'll think you have to listen to your parents. Tamud lomar, ish imo ve'ariv tira'u, ve'et shabbatotai tishmoru. The Pasuk talks about mora'a ve'em, you're supposed to have awe and respect for your parents in the same Pasuk as Shmirat Shabbat. Why? To teach us, kulchem chayavim bichvodi. Your father's obligated in kibud avim, in chilul Shabbat also. He's also, he can't tell you to violate a mitzvah. Kibud avim can't go against the mitzvah. If kibud avim is against something else the Torah says, even something that the Rabbanan say, you're not allowed to do it black on white. The Maharami Rutenberg, one of the later Ashkenazi Rishonim, he was actually asked about this question, but in the opposite direction. Maharam lived in Rutenberg, in Germany, and so he didn't have the question of, can you come back? That wasn't relevant. But the kid wants to go to Eretz Yisrael, and the parents want to tell him no, and he says, no. Mitzvot, yeshivat Eretz Yisrael, shikvod ha-makom kodemet l'kibudav. There's a mitzvah to go, there's also a mitzvah kibudav ha-em. Your parent can't tell you not to do a mitzvah. And they have to realize that Maharam is living in... I think in the early, late 1300s, early 1400s maybe. Going to Eretz Yisrael then was a disaster. There's nothing there. It's dangerous like anything. And he's still saying that the mitzvah to go is above kibud avim. He's not saying about staying in Eretz Yisrael nowadays where there's like plumbing and electricity and the functioning, you know, government. Even then he thought that the mitzvah trumped it. And therefore, Ravadi writes that should be the din. Now, there's the Rashbat that tries to say otherwise, but Kibud Avaim, you're allowed to leave. What about leaving Eretz Yisrael? You're already there. So the Gemara talks about when you're allowed to leave. Not so simple. Talmud Torah, Parnasa, maybe Kibud Avaim. What does that mean, Kibud Avaim? Can you leave Eretz Yisrael for Kibud Avaim? So there are all these cases that Chachamim maybe left, maybe didn't. They prove that only time you're allowed to leave is Al Menad Lachzor. Meaning, if you could show me that you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael for Kibud Avaim, it shows that Kibud Avaim is more important than Mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But the Achronim will say, no, all of those cases were only al menat lachzor. You're allowed to leave temporarily to be mechabed, as long as you're going to come back. Because you see, Mitzvah Eretz Yisrael is more important. So at the moment, he says, yeah. I'll just conclude with the line here. Mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael en aroch elea. She's kula keneged kol mitzvot. And therefore, b'miuchas hakavanah yasev Eretz Yisrael sem mitzvah. You're going there not to visit. You want to do that for the mitzvah? Then certainly it trumps the mitzvah of kibud avim. Now, obviously, it would be better if everybody can get along and do it in a more shalom oriented type of a way. But on the strict level of halacha, mitzvah Eretz Yisrael trumps kibud avim.